Hi, I'm Jet Falco, creator of the sound comic DreamersEcho.com, as well as the upcoming fictional podcast adventure, Mondrea Memories. This is the first 18 minutes of the show. I truly hope you enjoy this special sneak peek. Mondrea Memories premieres on June 1st, 2020, and I could not be more excited and more nervous for anything in my life. I've spent nearly all of my free time and much profit from my comic and music sales into putting this show together for the last 2 years, and I just know that time and effort won't be wasted. This is the biggest, most ambitious production I've ever had a hand in creating, and I truly hope you are enthralled with every second of it. Much like the lost memories of the final Dreamers, we cannot let the Mondrea Memories podcast fade into the chaos realm, forever forfeit to the unpredictable, muddled algorithms of a broken world. If you're even slightly interested in what you hear, I invite you to like, follow, subscribe, and most importantly, share this podcast with everyone you know. You're the only ones left who have the power to allow such a thrilling, one-of-a-kind, narrative-based audio endeavor to live on. And if you really like the show, please stick around after the preview for an even more rewarding way to support Mondrea Memories, as well as the entirety of the expanding Dreamers Echo universe. So, let the immersive world of Dreamers Echo envelop you for a few minutes, then we'll chat. Here, now, are the opening scenes of Mondrea Memories.
Morris! Come on! I know you can still hear me. Mar! Fine!
Falco!
Virgil? You're still here?
Not for long. My memories, our memories, they're fading. Fast. Someone severed our connection.
Who?
An extraordinary force. I couldn't see who did it, but you can still find her.
Find the girl.
She can still bring this all together.
Virgil.
Falco, listen.
It's dark.
It's become so
cold.
So cold that it burns.
This must be what you call
pain. This must be the hurt.
You need to find
the girl.
The girl.
Find her.
Find the girl.
You're not alone.
You are not alone.
Dreams drift in and out of our conscious realms, dancing, blending, fusing themselves to memory until we can no longer ascertain what is real from fabrication. Celestial doors may open to reveal sights of awe, but forebode a dreadful fate for our planet on the brink. From Jet Falco and DreamersEcho.com, this is Mondrea Memories, the Dreamers Echo podcast. Memory 1, Donovan Lennox, on the eve of great battle.
Here. It happens here. The connection drops.
What? That's it? It just ends?
I am unable to stabilize a strand to the boy's memory since this precise moment.
And what about the dream guide? Can you still follow him?
Traces remain. Something forced him out of observable range.
Someone.
You see it as well?
Yeah.
Another conduit. A separate flow just beyond our sight.
But another dreaming Mondrian can't exist. You know that's impossible.
Impossible?
Unless someone found a way to, I don't know, siphon energy from the device? Now, hold on a minute. You don't actually think someone's tampered with the boy's pocket watch. That dream seed is the one connection that cannot be severed.
Severed? What exactly do you know of this dream seed? Can its structure be weakened? Altered? Could a single atom of its inner workings be unsettled within?
The results would be...
A distortion? A circumvention? Oh, were you to say catastrophic? Open your eyes. The dream seed is tainted. Poisoned. He can no longer be reached.
No, that can't be it. The energy is in excess here. The connection should be stronger than ever.
Energy abounds. Supply is not a concern. The current guide has discovered a new element that we have not. Something malicious.
I see. Well, now that you mention it, the last available records did bring up a poisoning of some sort. Could there be another factor at play here? Maybe some agent of ancient rule? A hidden accomplice of...
Aurelio? Perhaps it is true. In our vast time here, I cannot rule out the possibility that someone may have broken the seal. Someone may have shifted or taken the book.
Damn it all! Surely you must have known this would happen. Please tell me you have a backup plan for when that sorry sack of hate wakes back up.
This was the backup plan. Well, there is something I was not expecting. Something familiar.
Well, what? What is it?
An old friend. As long as the boy stays close, the effect of the poison can be slightly nullified. If I can reach through that, I can project one last message.
All right. Then I know just the one. You ready for this?
I am. Let us hope he is awakened.
As long as the last guide's been doing his job, he should be getting it just fine.
The boy's time with this dream guide was short, but he shared what he could.
Could have made him less cryptic.
You did well with this one. Maybe your best work yet. But you do understand it is forbidden to disrupt the currents. I have tried once before. A single hand, no, a fingertip on the surface forms a ripple. Ripples bring tides. Tides bear floods, resulting in more broken worlds. The mind cannot handle such a break in existence, let alone several.
Yeah, I can't believe you tried that. And you're still here. I can't put him through more failure.
You are right to believe in him. We cannot fail again. As attuned as I am to this place, I am unsure if these walls or I can endure another loss.
Oh, well, you've got my vote, boss, if it matters. I've seen how those memories have changed you. You've definitely rekindled some kind of fire inside. I'm starting to get a feeling that we won't lose this one.
I am ready to transmit the projection. Is this the one?
Yeah. You should see what she looks like, at least. I mean, what she might look like. To refocus on his goal. I don't know. Maybe it'll trigger something.
It has before.
And where did that get us? Back to square one, sure. As designed. I just can't believe you think the watch was broken.
At this point,
with all we've seen, with all you've seen, millions of outcomes and disasters, not once has the dream seed betrayed us.
At this point, with all I have seen.
But I know the thing. It's inner clockwork. It saved my own skin countless times. That device wouldn't allow itself to be exposed to external threats like that.
You believe the device has started thinking for itself?
Wouldn't anything with a near limitless funnel to the Energi at least find a way? I don't know, chalk it up to some simple defense mechanism. I crafted the thing myself.
You merely contained it. Worry not. There may be another way.
What in the world?
Astonishing. This is the strongest one yet.
Look. More dreams.
Not dreams, dear boy. Memories. As long as there are still dreams to be had, we will be graced with memories. There. Past the shore. Just above that ridge. Something new. A thread of black cloud draped in storm.
I see it. Give me a second. I'll be right back. I need the practice.
No need. I have it already.
One of these days you're gonna have to teach me how to do that! Why is this one so loud? Usually when the boys' memories arrive, they're like dusting.
I suspect these memories are not his.
So there is another dreamer?
You cannot deny this. Energies are being diverted all around us through unseen synthetic means. At last, they are revealed.
No wonder the dream guides found it first. Can you, put that in something?
Huh? Oh, right. I forgot the noise bothers your young ears. Soon enough, you'll yearn for these beautiful melodies.
Another neat trick.
I cannot teach you anything you do not already know. Nothing is stopping you from absorbing the Energi.
Well, then why can't I use some to get the hell out of here?
I'll remind you to control your tone in my domain, Mondrian.
Sorry, ma'am.
You are not the only one who desires freedom.
Well, I don't blame you. You've been through this song and dance how many times now?
I lost count ages ago.
Well, at least it's pretty out.
If you saw just beyond that sky, you would want to cover it too.
Yeah, and all your painted scenery makes it that much easier to spot those flaws.
Every dream, every memory is not without storm. The final brush strokes are never mine. From gentle spring rains to calamitous squalor. Speaking of...
Right. You've got to decode that little mess. Well, I'll leave it to it.
Keep an eye out, would you?
Of course.
Now to see who is capable of summoning such a storm. This is no memory. Aurelio, could that really be you? No. Mortal minds cannot lift the seal, lest my sacrifice be in vain. To think even one of these lines could allow your release. No, it is a cold, a razor doused in searing venom against my temple. To whom do such painful memories belong? This will take some work.
What came to me, I was not privy to. I held no exclusivity to its magnificence. It is not my own. It was given to me to share. An opportunity to bridge a broken people to that which they desire most. That which was lost. That which was stolen. It's the one thing that can repair them. The one thing that can mend their wound. It is not power. It is not wealth. It is a lost, disparate thing. Humankind forfeit the search long before they realized it was gone. This wondrous, glorious thing. It simply vanished, did it not? Just as the taste of man's many pleasures has long faded. I am at a loss. You. You know what must be done. We must restore it to this disgusting place. We must return to them their true purpose. The ancient builders, lovers, fighters, dreamers that you once knew. But how? I cannot believe this. I am talking to a damn book. Am I to continue fooling myself into thinking something greater resides within? And yet, every page I see, more and more unyielding truths are revealed. Time and substance, now factors lost. Within your mind, true war is fought. That one barely even rhymed, you old bastard. Yes, you may enter, Lieutenant.
Your Lordship, our Grand King expects your presence and word in 10 minutes.
Of course. Thank you, Gerald. Please, leave me in silence. Perhaps you're right. Perhaps this short moment in time is a gift. Time to sift through what we've seen so far. But I need you to speak to me directly, book. I grow tired of these conundrums and ensuing quandaries. Do you take me for a childish fool, fit for only schoolyard games and nursery rhymes? Mondrian life is not as whimsical as you once saw it, you inert, witless scribe. What? Nothing? So be it. I'll do this myself.
What do you see?
I cannot be sure. The rogue dreamer, perhaps. The very same who seeks to erode our latest line to the boy. But these memories, they start a decade ago. A man donned in white and blue robes. Long silver hair obscures his face. The rest draped in shadow, cast out of my sight.
So who is it? Who's sapping away the energy?
It is hard to say. Memories always arrive a bit veiled, but I felt this obscured presence in prior lines. Before you arrived, it made itself known in one way or another, yet shielded from my sight. His role must be crucial to all of this, but I have never seen far enough to know why.
In all the memories you've ever seen, this guy keeps showing up?
The same cloud of agony.
Could it be the same guy who triggered the last restart?
Perhaps. I must continue my work defragmenting this enigma. If I can fully dichotomize dream from memory, I might uncover who he is.
What else can you see?
He's reminiscing at the war's close, shortly before Fenalia drafts the treaty.
Oh, the Zurok War. Incredible. And I have a few scars from those fights myself. The memories go back that far?
He has granted us this private moment of reflection.
Yeah. Take a closer look. Find out who the hell this guy is and why he's tapped in.
And why he poisoned the dream seed.
Ha ha. Very funny.
There is something else. A fate I fear most. No. That book.
No, stop. Listen. You can't let that get the best of you now. We gotta focus. All right then. When you're ready, take your time. Don't go diving in too fast.
If it were only so easy. His thoughts are sharp, sour, and...
Hey.
Yes?
Be careful in there.
Well, what do you think? Are you starting to see the limitless world of Dreamer's Echo unfold? Mondrea Memories is just the tip of that iceberg, a standalone prequel story of hopefully many more to come, all leading into even more exciting adventures as told through the sound comic on DreamersEcho.com. But it doesn't stop there. These comics, soundtracks, and yeah, even this awesome audio fiction lives on thanks to the loving support of our Patreon members. Visit DreamersEcho.com and look for the bright orange support on Patreon link. By joining our growing community of support, you are allowing this exciting story as well as other Dreamers Echo content go strong. And you'll be getting some amazing rewards for it. Complete comic volumes and music collections, as well as all my original art, exclusive t-shirts, and more await you on our Patreon. I hope to see you there soon, and I sincerely thank you. We also have several new partnership opportunities if you're interested in seeing your product, brand, or service featured in an upcoming podcast episode or comic page. Please reach out to me on DreamersEcho.com. Like, follow, and share this preview. And be sure to subscribe and look out for the first episode June 1st, wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you soon.